On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A top story is about a Kent mum's fight to get the medication she thinks will save her daughter, even if it means breaking the law. 9-year-old Tegan Appleby from Aylsham suffers from a rare form of epilepsy. Last year, her mum won a battle to get some cannabis treatment, but it's no longer working effectively. Emma has been updating KMFM on how Tegan's doing and why she's preparing to head to the Netherlands.
Tegan was given Epidiolex, which is a pure CBD, in November last year when she was in intensive care very, very poorly. They eventually gave in and gave her some of that. Now, that helped a little bit. That stopped her seizures during the day while she was awake, but she still seizured at night until the beginning of February, when all of a sudden she started seizuring while awake as well. So, yeah, she has deteriorated since the beginning of February. We're now looking, she's seizuring daily, multiple times a day, and they're quite severe, they're quite nasty. She's requiring rescue medication probably twice or three times a week. You know, it can be that bad. So we are taking her to Holland. I'm waiting for an appointment to come through now. They've agreed to see her. I'm waiting for an appointment, hopefully in the next few weeks, take her out there to get the medication and bring it back. Unfortunately, bringing it back is going to be breaking the law on paper, even though the medication's legal here in the UK, because it's being prescribed in a foreign country. Bringing it back into this country is breaking the law. But I will do whatever I have to do for my daughter to survive.
Emma's joined other parents today in handing in a petition at Parliament calling for more relaxed laws on cannabis prescriptions.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's appearing court charged with murdering another man found shot dead in Maidstone. Andrew Jenkins from Rochester was discovered injured on Cambridge Crescent in the Shepway part of town on Sunday. Geoffrey Mills, who's 54 and from that road, has been remanded in custody. A former Love Island star has set up a petition calling on ITV to provide more support to contestants following the death of former Kent footballer Mike Thalassiotis, who also appeared on the show. The 26-year-old was found dead in woods at the weekend. Johnny Mitchell appeared in the same series in 2017. The TV company has been asked for its response. The Environment Agency's boss has issued a stark warning that England could face a jaws of death situation where there's not enough clean water. Sir James Bevan says it could happen within 25 years unless action is taken by water companies, politicians and the rest of us to reduce wastage. He's told a conference on the issue that attitudes must change.
We need water wastage to be as socially unacceptable as blowing smoke in the face of a baby or tossing your plastic rubbish into the sea.
The team over at KMTV want your thoughts on this subject. Just search hashtag Kent Says on Twitter.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP is telling us not to use the secondary ticketing website Viagogo, partly because basic information isn't revealed to the consumer. A report from the Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee criticises the platform and takes the unusual step of urging us to avoid it. Folkestone and Hythe rep Damien Collins chairs the group and told us why they've been singled out.
The trouble is that people who've used the service have suddenly found there have been nasty surprises. So they've turned up at the venue and been told they can't get in. They've not been given the full information they should have been given when they bought the ticket. And that's why so many people have complained about this service.
Viagogo says only 1% of its customers have problems and it's working constructively with authorities to make amends where needed. Thefts of number plates across Kent are going up, according to figures seen by KMFM. Almost 2,800 were reported stolen across the county in 2018, up from just 836 2 years earlier. Police say it's not just a problem in Kent, but has become a national issue. And there's been a rise in the number of people in Kent claiming jobless benefits, according to Stats Out today. 26,895 were out of work in the county last month.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating expert.
Now with a look at the sport this lunchtime, here's Ish.
Football and Chelsea winger Callum Hudson-Odoi has been training with the England squad for the first time today after being called up by manager Gareth Southgate. It's ahead of the upcoming Euro 2020 qualifiers against the Czech Republic and Montenegro. He was due to be playing for the under-21s but has been drafted in because of injuries to Luke Shaw, John Stones, Fabian Delph and Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Staying with football, and Gillingham's rising stars are hoping to prove themselves when they take on Maidstone in the Kent Senior Cup semi-final later. Some of the usual starters will be rested for tonight's game at the Gallagher, giving younger players the chance to show off their talent. Kickoffs at 7:45. And in cricket, it's been confirmed Kent are working with Surrey as discussions continue over a new 100-ball tournament. The short format game is due to get underway next summer. The two clubs have been talking about their involvement and the impact it will have on county teams.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.